Welcome to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com. Hello and welcome to this episode of Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries. Today, rather excitingly, I'm not just chatting to Coaching Revolution mentee and mentor, but I'm also chatting to somebody who is literally on the other side of the world from me. The wonderful John Sterling Carter, yay! Who is currently sitting somewhere exotic. Where are you, John?
I am in Budrum, Queensland, on the Sunshine Coast, east coast of Australia. And it's quarter past five. It's almost cocktail time here. Mm-hmm. And I know it's morning where you are, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I'm on my second coffee of the day.
How do you do?
Thank you. I'm very well. So the first thing that I have to say is that doesn't much sound like an Australian accent.
Gotcha. Well, I've been working on my Australian accent, but I haven't quite got it yet. No, I'm originally. And golly, I've done a fair bit of travel and I've been over here in Australia for 7 years. Yeah.
You said I'm originally and it froze. So can we give it a beat and then start again with that bit?
Sure. I was born in Los Angeles, California, many moons ago, and I've been here in on the sunny coast of Australia for 7 years.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely. And you've had quite an exotic journey from there to here, haven't you, in terms of stuff you've done. So what have you been doing before you got to
I'll give you a real quick resume recap so as not to bore people, but the majority of my career in the States was in marketing and public relations consulting. I also ran I had an independent consulting practice, and I also was a development officer for an independent school, boys and girls school. And I was a marketing and later managing director of a resident theater company and theater conservatory. Golly, this is varied, isn't it? And just before I left the States, in another modality, I was doing creativity coaching for actors, songwriters, singers, and I don't think I worked with any painters, mostly performing artists. And I did that work all over the world. Can we pause for 1 second?
Carry on.
And actually, it was that creativity coaching that actually got me to Australia in the first place, where I did workshops first in New Zealand and then did some work in Sydney as well. When I moved over here, I actually came as a film producer. I had options on three literary properties, one television, one, and an original television series on top of that. So I've been a marketer, a producer, an actor. I didn't even mention that.
Skip the Hollywood part.
I skipped the whole Hollywood thing. I did.
That's the best bit.
I did nearly 10 years in Hollywood. As an actor, I did a fair bit of television. I was in The Pilot and a couple of additional episodes of Bones, Without a Trace, Cold Case, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, The Practice, Boston Legal, Jimmy Kimmel Live. I did several comedy sketches on that. I had a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And commercials. I did Budweiser Beer. I did Siemens, Coca-Cola, and Hyatt Hotels. So, I did all that, just did a complete reinvention of myself at age 50, against all odds, and had a very wonderful administrative associate in my marketing consulting practice who saw me actually do musical theater. And she said, you need to go to Hollywood. And I said, that's impossible.
That's impossible. Those fatal words.
That's right.
Amazing what we can do when somebody tells us we can't.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to ask you, but as you've referred to the fact that you started your Hollywood career at the ripe old age of 50, how old are you, John?
Oh no, I can't tell that. That's my closely guarded secret. Okay. I had an aunt
Give me a ballpark, but sorry, I interrupted. Carry on.
If I gave you a ballpark, I suppose I was born the year Babe Ruth died. So let's leave it at that. And if people want to figure that out, they could just Google Babe Ruth and they'll find out.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, why not? I can tell them. In 2 weeks, I'll be 71.
That's amazing. Now, it really is amazing. I appreciate this is audio. So what other people can't see that I can see is John looks about 50. He looks younger than me. Always looking good, John. Is this career?
Thank you. Well, I'll tell you one thing that I've learned over here, and thankfully to my Australian wife, I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. I'm a heart attack survivor, so that cured me of my tobacco. I had a heart attack 5 years ago, and that got my attention. And that's when I did a massive pivot. I think I was already doing coaching over here at that time, but quit that and then got pretty serious about doing daily cardio exercise, you know, vigorous exercise. My wife and I do yoga every day around 5:30. And she's also an amazing cook and fermenter, everything from kimchi to sourdough bread to kvass, beetroot kvass, and all kinds of goodies like that. Yeah. So I try to take pretty good care of myself because, and I'm happy to say I even fooled my doctor. He didn't believe me when he saw my age on my medical reports. He just went, "What?" So, wowee. So anyway, you can teach an old dog new tricks. I know you're going to ask me about that. Woof, woof. But the old dog better be healthy, so.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not healthy, you've not got anything, have you?
Forget about it, yeah. Mm.
So, we've established that you've kind of been coaching for quite some time, in one guise or another.
There we go. Yeah.
So, what I would normally ask you is, what were you doing regarding business development before you found the coaching revolution? But I know that because you've been coaching for quite some time before you found us, you were clearly, you had people to coach. So I suppose the best way to frame that question would be, what attracted you to us? What made you get in touch with us and say, "Hey guys," because we actually already knew you, didn't we? We did have a...
Well, yeah, I'd have to say that would be... Well, you and I met in a previous life and I, you know, in a different affiliation here in Australia. And I actually remember that. That was pretty... We met at a meeting in Melbourne. And Paul...
That was when I went to Melbourne for the weekend. I went to Melbourne for a weekend because I thought, how hard can it be? You know, it can't be that far. So I got, I booked the flight on Wednesday morning. I got on the flight on Wednesday night. I don't know what happened to Thursday, but I got off the plane on Friday, did the presentation at the conference on Saturday, attended the conference on Sunday, got back on the plane on Sunday night and got home kind of Monday afternoon, and then spent
the day back when you went home to England, didn't you?
I spent 2 weeks in bed with tonsillitis. It nearly killed me.
It can be brutal if you try to rush it like that. Yeah. Anyway, Paul, I actually met online. Paul and I, amazing to me that we have never met in person. And I consider Paul actually to be one of my really close friends. But from the first, I simply just reached out to him and said, "Hey, I like what you're doing. I like the way you approach this whole thing. You mind if I pick your brain a little bit?" And he was gracious enough to let me do that. And then we kept in touch. But what happened to me was, in the course of my coaching over here, I was coaching the CEO of a tech startup through an innovation center at a local university. And he came over to my house on a Sunday afternoon and said, "I want to hire you as my personal coach full time and put you on my payroll." And I went, okay. I think at that time I had a couple of other clients, and I said, "Well, I need to be able to keep them." And actually, one of them I had to let go. The only client I've ever resigned from, because they wouldn't take my coaching, and it was a a great lesson for me, but it's something I'll talk about when we get into the journey that I did with that. So when you guys started the coaching revolution, you know, we talked about a couple of things, and that was me formalizing the work that I'm doing using the new modality that you came up with. I saw immediately, you do have things, you know, am I allowed to mention ICF?
You're allowed to mention, of course you are. Of course you are.
Well, and of course I mention it because you have an affiliation with ICF that people can take the ICF certification with Rachel Wade through the Coaching Revolution, which I did. And it was amazing. And, you know, I'm one of those guys who has always been kind of rebellious about structure. And I was the kid always getting sent to the principal's office, that sort of thing, for being disruptive. But I must say that the things that I learned in that ICF, you know, AC, it's the ACC, right? The foundational course. Absolutely brilliant. Plus, getting to network with other coaching revolutionaries, and some of whom are now becoming my friends. And
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
And it's interesting, Sarah, because you saw the post I put up, which, by the way, thank you for helping me to edit the hat. I just took the whole thing down and rehashtagged it.
Brilliant.
But I was just reading, I read a survey that actually came out about 2 years ago in CEO Today over in the UK. About 73% of small to medium enterprise owners surveyed expressed and admitted that they were lonely, you know, so lonely at the top. The reason I mention this is because it can be very lonely being a coach, even if you are, say, have an ICF certification. And I got to tell you now, I really feel that I'm amongst terrific colleagues from a really very varied universe of skills, people that have come out of finance, people that have come out of the tech industry. Paul did consulting in the media tech industry. You know, you and I share a common background in the theater arts. Mm-hmm. So it's just been the cross-fertilization, I think, for me has been really fabulous. And I've got people now that when I kind of stumble on something, I can just click into them. And now you've even got some colleagues over here in Australia. How exciting is that?
I know. Yeah. We are truly global. We are a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
So when you got in touch with us, so, you know, we'd set up the Coaching Revolution, which, as you know, was set up because we got to the stage where we were just sick of, well, two things really. Thing number one, there's a global statistic that says that 82% of coaching businesses fail, and we think that's unacceptable, viscerally unacceptable, makes me angry. And thing number two, we became aware that this industry, the space that the Coaching Revolution fills, this kind of supporting coaches to build successful businesses, proliferates charlatans, and they fall into two guises. You have the kind of proven marketing system people who are more interested in taking your money than helping you build businesses, and you also have the I call them the just one thing gurus, and they tend to be on Facebook and they say, oh, I was just like you, I was struggling to get clients, and then I learned this one thing and now everything's different and I'm earning six figures, and you can too if you empty your wallet into my bank account. And so we set up the Coaching Revolution to be a very clear, pragmatic, honest, upfront, and ethical kind of lighthouse in the mire that is this particular niche. So what was it that you were interested in when you got in touch with us? Because we sort of lost touch a little bit, didn't we? And then you got back in touch with us.
Yeah. I would say probably that, you know, the approaching the marketing of it. Interesting that I had a marketing background, yet I think we all struggle with this. When it comes to marketing ourselves, that can be challenging. Particularly in the universe now of the internet, where so much of the marketing and communication and identity is online. So there's a, I was fascinated by both the bridge from utilizing, you know, when I did the ICF course with Rachel, she turned me on to several different books. One of them was Martha Beck's Finding Your Way in a Wild New World, who talks about technologies of magic, ancient healing spiritual technologies, and magic technologies, which is like what we're doing right now, having this conversation across the world and utilizing that and allowing us to virtually have a global marketplace to operate in as well. So I think that and as you know, now I'll go into my marketing hat, as the brand of the coaching revolution becomes more well known and we burnish the shield, I think being able to say that I'm affiliated with that will also have the same kind of effect. I was just reading a Seth Godin post today. I guess people have probably heard of Seth and on his blog, and he said, you know, like, the era of mass marketing anymore it's done. You have to have a specific identity, a specific message. I love the approach of your work of having the ideal client avatar, of a very specific discipline of interacting on utilizing LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, whichever, you know, is more of a preference on personal style, I think.
Well, actually, where is your client? Because if you prefer Instagram, but your client's on LinkedIn, there's a disconnect there.
Right. And I was just reading, I just got actually a marketing report, which I probably should send back to you guys, how to reach small and medium enterprise, you know, owners and CEOs. And I was amazed to find that, you know what the largest use or search for information is among that group? YouTube. And yeah. And I know that there are Alyssa Barkan, you know, the financial coach, is putting together a whole channel with video content and that sort of thing. At any rate, I thought that was very interesting, you know, that and then it goes on from Facebook and LinkedIn and all that kind of other stuff as well. So, yeah, that's what attracted me was the, I think probably the discipline of it. But also, and I told you, and I'm going to put this in the podcast, you can edit this out if you want. I think we need to stop using the term coaching. So I know we're looking for a new name because I don't consider myself just a coach. Mm-hmm. And I don't consider myself just a consultant, although I've been one, and, or just a mentor. And I've been that as well. And in fact, still kind of do a bit of mentoring with friends. And but I've come to the point now, you and I were talking the other night, we're more of trusted advisors, but we don't give advice as coaches.
Absolutely. Of course.
So we can't call ourselves trusted advisors per se. I guess you could if you were a consultant, mm-hmm. Or even a mentor. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a new word. And I don't know if we're going to become mentvisors or but something, you know, but what I did learn in the ICF course and has been and this is probably, you know, I'm preaching to the choir when I say this, but about asking questions I don't know, is it pull or is it they're pulling questions rather than leading questions. Mm-hmm. We don't have a point of view. Everybody has a unique identity and unique purpose and unique heart space, whatever you want to call it. And I love that part of the coaching process to help people just by asking questions, say more about that. I don't understand that. How did you come to that conclusion?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful thing. But as far as not calling yourself a coach, I haven't called myself a coach for years, and in fact, I don't give myself a job title. And the reason for that is that absolutely everybody knows what a coach is. They have a very fixed idea of what a coach is, and they're wrong. They're wrong. The vast majority of them, or they're wrong in our use of the word, because what they tend to think. I mean, somebody once asked me if I was a netball coach. It's like, No, no, I'm not.
Well, it's also in where I live, it's got kind of a bad taste in people's mouths because there have been so many unqualified, you know, people calling themselves coaches.
So what were you hoping for when you got in touch with us?
You know, to find a way to more or less, I think the stuff that I've, everybody wants business, you know, they want to build a business, that's for sure. But, you know, you got to roll back and go, a business in what area?
Yeah. You know? So you wanted to monetize through coaching.
I think so. Yeah. And also to really, to begin to understand, where I fit and who is, I learned in a previous incarnation that the four SWs, this is part of my marketing thing, some will, some won't, what, someone's waiting.
Yeah.
And I think, Sarah, that what the coaching revolution has been, you know, just like militaristically focused on is that who are you and who is your ideal client? And because there's such a flood of information now that to get to that message and to find that person, be it in person or online, you got to get clear. And Joshua, you know, one of the mentors, another American who's in the UK, you know, he said something the other evening. I didn't even mention the weekly Monday night get-togethers, which for me is, you know, Tuesday morning, crack of dawn. And those are just, I got to tell you, when I get up at 4:30 in the morning every Tuesday and rolling, so I'm going because every week I get something really useful for me out of that. But Joshua said something just the other day that was great. It was a great reminder, and that was just two sentences to be able to tell people who you are and what you do.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You know, it seems so simple, but we can, you know, literally, if you're in an elevator, unless you're in a New York or London and in a big, big building, you're not going to be in the elevator that long. Or in line at the supermarket.
Having a one sentence answer to the question, what do you do? We actually have a structure for that. We call it golden sentence. But it transformed my business because when I stopped saying I'm a coach and I started, I started using my sentence, which is I work with this kind of people to help them do this, that, and the other so that they don't have to stay stuck where they are. That's me paraphrasing it massively. Okay. And they know people understand exactly what you do without getting befuddled by the word coach and then putting all of their preconceived ideas onto it. So to go back to my list of questions, because you and I are both chatty, and it's going to be the longest podcast episode in the world.
God.
So that's what you were hoping for. You were hoping for some clarity, etc. What did you get? What did you get from the coaching revolution?
Well, I got the clarity. There's no question about that.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And I'm still, you know, I would say actively, I've been involved probably since the first of this year. Isn't that about right?
Yeah.
And I came back to it because I can be candid about this. I was involved in a business venture that actually came out of my full-time coaching for the CEO of the startup who turned out to be, I don't know, just a little bit eccentric. Let's leave it at that. And that led to an association with some investors in that company who then we got onto something tangentially the same, but very different. And we worked very hard on that for almost a year. And as business startups often do, it ended, it was just a mismatch of personalities and it was really unfortunate, but those things happen. Mm-hmm. And right at that time, I came into the coaching revolution. I got involved in the ICF course and I was infected with a mosquito-borne virus over here called Ross River virus, which absolutely knocked me back to bed, literally. So there I was doing the ICF course getting up at 3:30 in the morning to get onto the calls with Rachel two, three times a week, sick as a dog the whole time. Oh. And I'm just puffing myself up, so I'll sound really impressive.
Wasn't that bad.
But I'm happy to say I'm completely on the other, or I'd say 90% on the other side of all that now. But it took, the course was about 3 months, mm-hmm. and the Ross River lasted about 4 months. So I'm really just now getting up, getting my sea legs and getting up to speed, and putting into practice, you know, the posting on LinkedIn, the connecting with people, refining my message, that sort of thing. So I've gotten, what would I say? A lot of arrows in my quiver and a brand new bow.
Oh, lovely. That's a quote. I shall make a meme.
Gosh, I sound like Robin Hood.
You did, yes. So what have you discovered that was unexpected?
The community probably would be number one. Just amazing people. I really must say I'm, and also I've discovered my own ability to question myself and the assumptions that I have. I have a subscription to Amazon Audible now, and so I'm brainwashing every night when I go to bed. But I got to tell you about this because you know, I've been doing a lot of coaching stuff and the Martha Beck thing and books on coaching in the middle of the night, because I'm one of those, you know, we say, well, what does your ideal client worry about at 3 a.m? And my worry is, do I have time to learn as much as I possibly can? But here's one I just got today. You'll love this, Sarah, from Audible, and it is called Bedtime Stories for Stressed Out Adults. And it's just, here it is. It's 7 hours, and it's I think it's all British actors as well. I can't get the title pulled up because it's not downloaded yet, but it's literally classic stories, read, you know, to go back to sleep by.
Nice.
And I've discovered that there is a yearning in every one of us. I'm not talking about the coaching revolution. I'm talking about people, a yearning for that simpler joy, I guess, like the kind that we had when we were kids. I put up a post not long ago, and it had a picture of bicycles in the driveway of the house. And it said, you know, this is how we used to know where our friends were. Now you can go, are they online on Messenger or, you know, on some other modality or whatever it might be, or WhatsApp. But I literally, my wife and I have a house up here in Budrum, and it's a little cul-de-sac, and it's loaded with kids, and there are bicycles all over, and they're like monkeys in the trees, and they're out in the summertime here, you know, at all hours. And the joy of that, that's what motivates me in my coaching practices, to help people it's still there. You know, it moved me as an actor too. And I got to tell you, I told you the other day, I just got an agent again.
Fantastic.
Isn't that amazing? 70 years old. Holy God.
Yeah, astonishing, John.
All done? Yeah. Okay, good.
What I have to ask you as a kind of a final question is, what would you say to anybody who's been kind of, you know, circling us and thinking that maybe they get in touch with us, but they're not sure, and they're thinking about working with us?
I'm happy to chat with anyone who's thinking about it. You know, I will. Yeah, I'm happy to do that, particularly people over here in Australia. You and I have worked together.
Absolutely. If somebody's listening to this podcast and thinking, oh, maybe this is for me, what would you say to them?
If you're sick and tired of fighting the good fight alone, come out of the jungle, join the regiment, join the revolution, sign up today. And the support is brilliant, and you'll you'll get your, well, you'll get into it what you get out of it, what you put into it. It's one of those, but it's a huge resource and super people.
Yeah. And it works, of course. The business process works. You know, you get, it's a thing. It's not a, oh, well, you know, if you stand on one leg and you've got your tongue sticking out at a certain angle and maybe, and this is a pragmatic, simple process for getting clients that actually works.
The success is in the doing, so.
Of course. Yeah. Nothing happens until you actually do something.
Golly.
On that note, thank you so much, John. It's been
a pleasure
talking to you. I can tell you this is the longest podcast that we've ever recorded.
Yay! Oh, my God. I hope people don't follow us
first. I'm sure they won't. So thanks ever so much. And if people want to get hold of you, you've very kindly offered to chat to anybody who might want a chat. We can find you on LinkedIn, and you're there at John Sterling Carter.
That is right. And that's probably the easiest way to get in touch with me.
Well, you're also on our website. Who are we? You're one of us. Isn't that a Chinese? Anyway. You're on our mentor page with your LinkedIn connection there as well, and our website, coachingrevolution.com. So you'll find John either on LinkedIn or on our website, and he is happy to chat. So thank you very much, John, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Sarah. You too. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from the coachingrevolution.com. If you go to Facebook and search Coaching Republic, you can find our business building community, especially for coaches. See you there.